I'm thrilled you all could make it tonight, gentlemen. I know. I ask a lot of you, but I hope you all realize I notice everything. Every tiny smile, every command obeyed, every sacrifice given. You're my men, aren't you? And tonight, you're going to prove it. Now, I want you all to pick up your instruments and line up in... You! Stand up straight, please. I said, stand up! Would you like the whole town to see you in a wrinkled band uniform? Don't answer. Just listen. Now, form that single line and reflect on your assignment tonight. Remember, you're more than a simply clarinet players or baton twirls. You have a mission, a purpose. And while you may not be here to witness the difference you make, know that I will. And that's really what matters now, isn't it? So, all those people who say I didn't have a voice, who said no one would ever listen to me, those awful people with their awful taunts in my head. She called fire and no one heard her. Have you noticed how the waiter never stops at her table? She can't even get a dog to lick her hand. Well, awful people's taunts. Look at me now. Listen to me now. I have all these gentlemen right here. Haven't I, gentlemen? Don't answer. Just think. You're all prepared to march out that window, march out with flutes and heads held high, and fall to your fated death. All for me. All for me. Ready? Oh, no. Mr. Teddy, your stuffing is seeping out again. I want you to look perfect when they all witness my power over you. I'll grab a needle. But the rest of you, begin marching. Begin marching.
I ate them. And that's right. I ate the divorce papers, Charles. I ate them with ketchup. And they were good. Good. You probably want me to get serious about a divorce. The thing is, you always called our marriage a joke. So, let's use logic here. If A, we never had a serious marriage, then B, we can't have a serious divorce. No. We can't. The whole thing's a farce. Charles, a farce that tastes good with ketchup. I mean, wasn't it last week your dad asked you the reason why you walked down that aisle with me and you said, for the exercise?
That's funny. You're a funny guy, Charles.
I'm laughing, not a crying.
I'm laughing because you're about to go out and give up on a woman who's infinitely lovable.
For instance, Paul. He has loved me since the 8th grade.
Sure, he's a little creepy, but he really loves me.
He's made 127 passes at me, proposed 47 times, and sent me over 200 original love sonnets. He sees something in me, Charles. And he writes it down in metered verse. And that's not something you just find every day. Someone who really loves everything about who you are as a person. Paul may be insane, but I value his feelings for me. I would never ask him to sign his name to a piece of paper, promising just to turn off his feelings for me forever, but that's what you're asking me to do. For you. To sign away my right to that sweet voice, Charles, to those baby brown eyes, the way your hands feel through my hair before bed. Those aren't things I want to lose. In fact, I won't lose them. I won't lose you. I'll woo you. I've written you a sonnet. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May and... I'm not crying, I'm laughing. It's all a big joke. It's very funny, Charles. I'll keep waiting for you to say April Fools. Then I'll rush into your arms and... But you're not going to, are you? No. Of course not. It's not April. I didn't really write that sonnet, you know. Paul did. I think it's good. You see, the truth is, Charles, I ate the divorce papers. I ate them. Because I can't stomach the thought of losing you.
I got your flowers. They smelled of the gas station where you got them. Red roses. Could you be more of a pathetic, cheap cliche? The card said to meet you at our house. This was never our house. It was my house, and then it was yours. You got something to tell me? Then do it. Up close and personal. I've seen you skulking around outside. Have you seen my new beau? He's handsome, isn't he? Come here. I want to see your shame. Come closer so I can get a good look at you. I bet the kitties scatter like little buggies when you walk down the street. You're disgusting. You're weak. You let this place get the better of you. If I catch you peeping in my windows one more time, I'm gonna send Travis out to ruin the other half of your face.
I don't want to get all Hallmark card on you, but you were my best friend. We've been through so much together. You know me better than I have ever let anyone know me. You're the first person I've met who understands me, who thinks the way I do, who gets me. Am I crazy? Am I wrong? Because you're important to me. If you just aren't attracted to me, I could understand that. I know you can't choose who you want. You can't control those feelings. The heart wants what the heart wants. If we could choose, then I could stop wanting you. I know it doesn't work like that, so if you just don't like me that way, but you do, don't you? You must. I mean, at least a little. You can't find me too repulsive. You're the one who kissed me. Did I do something wrong? I mean, was I not good? Was I too easy? Was I supposed to play hard to get? I don't know how to be coy and play games. No one ever explained the rules to me. All I know and what to do is to be honest. And you said that was something you loved about me. Are you ashamed? Is that why you're pretending like it didn't happen? That's it, isn't it? You're ashamed, right? I mean, who wouldn't be ashamed of me? I'm Dogface. You can fuck Dogface behind closed door, but you can't introduce her to your friends. You can't bring her home to meet your mom. You said you're not ready. Is anyone ever ready for their life to change? How do you expect to learn anything? We'll make all kinds of stupid mistakes and feel like idiots, and welcome to the human condition. Trial and error, the only way to learn. No one is ever ready. You said you don't want to get too serious, but how am I supposed to act casual about something this intense, this rare? You're the first person to see me. How can that not be a big deal? Look at me. How many chances am I going to have in life? I think I could love you. I think you could have loved me. And if I'm crazy, then I'm crazy. If I'm wrong, then okay, I'm wrong. But if I'm right, and you're just too chicken shit to deal with the possibility of something real and rare and dangerous and life-altering, then I'm not even sure if I would want to love someone so stupid. I think I finally understand why they say you lose your virginity. I always thought that was a dumb expression. It makes it sound like your virginity was this special, sacred thing you were supposed to guard your life with. When to me, the fact that I'd never had sex was like a flashing neon saying, "Ugly loser," hanging over my head. I was trying to lose it. For a couple of years there, I was trying to throw it at anyone who gave me a second look. But now, I mean, I do feel like I have lost something. Not my purity or innocence or any of that dogmatic bullshit. I've lost the walls I've built to protect myself from feeling this. I've lost the ability to distance myself from the rest of the lowly humans. My position to self-deprecating superiority that let me live without hope for all those years. I lost my isolation. I let you in. And I gave you the power to hurt me. See, I want to be a cat. Because most cats are very independent creatures. They can be domesticated, but for the most part, they don't really act like pets as much as they act like caged predators. They fend for themselves. And sometimes when they want you to give them a little affection, they crawl into your lap and they purr and they let you pet them and love them. And then, after a little while, they get sick of you and they scratch you and they jump up and they run away. Cats are fierce. Cats get what they need from you. And then they just move on.
This is how I imagined my first breakup would be.
I'm sorry. It's not you, it's me. I feel our connection has been lost and I have fallen for someone else. I want to break up with you.
actually how it went.
So, I want to break up with you.
Cool. And this is how I imagine my marriage proposal would be.
You are the love of my life. You are the one. We belong together forever. You make me happy every day. I love you. Will you marry me?
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Yes, of course! I love you! This is how it actually went. Yup. That's right. I'm still waiting for it. I hope my life will take a big twist because at the pace it's going, I'm going to end up like a crazy old lady across the street with 40 cats and zero husbands.
I was thinking about the day you were born. They held you up, and I looked at this mewling, scrawny little creature, dripping slime, all blue and squished up. I said to the doctor, Mother of Mary, get that thing away from me. And the nurse looked at me with this, with a face of shocked horror, and she crossed herself. I don't think she even knew she did it. She looked at me like I was a kid in the freaking Exorcist, and she crossed herself, and the doctor handed you to me and said, she'll grow on you. That's not the funny bit. The funny bit is if they could see us now, see what you've become, I think they'd agree with me. I spawned a monster. An abomination. Last night, my dad left the halfway house. Came over and punched my mom in the face a bunch of times until she picked up a knife out of the sink and stuck it in his arm. He's okay. I mean, he's not dead or anything, but the way she looked at it, he's gonna be in hospital for a bit because she hit an artery and he's going back inside. It's a violation of his condition of release or something, so there isn't even going to be a trial or nothing. I mean, the thing is, he did it. I saw them fight, you know, before the first time. They fought a bunch, and she never... It was always them fighting, the two of them, and it's how they were. I mean, last night, I looked at her face, and I thought she was going to kill him, stab him, and the neck or something, or the heart, and I didn't feel bad about it. Not one bit. I just thought, it took you long enough, Mama. Don't tell anyone. Never mind, say whatever. I figure everyone will know in a day or two anyway. They always do.
Welcome to Farting Laughing Yogis Yoga, or FLY Yoga. To those maybe new to our new practice, we hope you'll keep an open mind. If you haven't already, be sure to grab a block and a strap. Before we begin today's practice, I wanted to thank Shelley, who has been so gracious to open her yoga studio to us as a temporary home for FLY yoga while ours is fumigated. Namaste, Shelley. Oh, Shelley has a little announcement she'd like me to read. To my regulars, consider this as a workshop on tolerance and acceptance. To those here from FLY Yoga, a word on green juice and juice cleanses. Green juices, a body purifier for you and an air purifier for my yoga studio. Thank you, Shelley, for highlighting those, for those new to FLY Yoga, that it can be difficult to release some of the things we hold inside. We're afraid if we allow our troubled southern winds to enter the atmosphere, we will find ourselves rejected for them. But we must learn to accept the dark clouds that dwell within us and release them. We are trumpets. We hold the power to raise our asses in harmony.